Injustice. Life out of balance. I show my neighbor love, but he remains callous. Our differences amplified, magnified, then run up the flagpole and ratified. Take a number, file your grievance, place your hand on your heart and pledge your allegiance. This just in just us. A generation stares at their reflection, while on the other side of the black mirror, nearer, so close, but I can't hear ya, their brother starves, their sister turns tricks. Where's the dislike button? Millions locked up for smoking a plant, thousands dead for Cheney's oil, the last rhino's horn snorted for sexual powers, a weeping farmer surveys a blighted field, a rainbow glints off a melting iceberg, the Red Hot Chili Peppers inexplicably continue to be a popular musical act as they enter their fourth decade of performing. Injustice. I have but two fists to shake at the heavens, for heaven's sake. Do I rage? Do I vent into the void? Relentless void? Oppressive void? Unlistening void? I am the ant who roared. I thought I could become a castle, despite all evidence that I was just a grain of sand. The Red Hot Chili Peppers' abysmal watered-down funk rap still warrants headlining status at major concert festivals, surely earning the band millions of dollars per year. We villainize the poor, a nation of temporarily down-on-our-luck future millionaires. It's hard to reach into your wallet for a spare dime when you're giving the universe the finger. Where's the GoFundMe for our empty conscience? There's no Venmo address for my soul. Towers fall, Hillary defeated, Merrick Garland never seated. The greatest comedy of my lifetime, The Big Lebowski, poisoned by the inexplicable casting of Red Hot Chili Peppers bassist Flea as one of the members of the krautrock group Autobahn. Not to mention Anthony Kiedis' cameo in Point Break, by no means a critical darling, but still a pretty sweet flick. Lady Justice is blind, but I can see her weeping. Tears of a dove, tears of a clown. From a mountaintop, on a moonless night, I pine to the stars. The light we see already many years old, traversing the aforementioned void. A glimpse into the future, no Ouija board needed. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder which generation of Americans first betrayed the promise of our nation, or if that promise was ever even made in the first place. The stars don't answer, and if you stare at one long enough, it will become all you can see. Blind. Justice? Or is it just me? The band that unironically sang, deep inside the Garden of Eden, standing there with my heart on bleeding, there's a devil in my dick and some demons in my semen, has sold 80 million records worldwide and plan to release a new album in the year of our Lord 2019. You'll find God in the church of your choice. You'll find John Frusciante in Brooklyn State Hospital. And though it's only my opinion, I may be right or wrong, you'll find them both under the bridge at sundown.